Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You're listening to Rami Makhlouf on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score. And always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yes, you are. For the next 3 hours, Rami Makhlouf with you from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, with Alex Kuhn on the other side of the glass, and a jam-packed show we have put together for you. Carmen Vitale of Fox Sports and Fox Sports Radio and Marquise, she'll be here at about 6:20 to talk some Bears and some NFL offseason, which I'm going to do with you in just a minute. Andy Martinez, Cubs writer for Marquee, will be here at about 7:20. And my guy, Herb Howard, the beat reporter for the Bigs, he'll be here to talk some Bears coming up at about 8:20. And lots of Bears on tonight's show. Mix in some Cubs as well, and maybe even a little Bulls talk before I get out of here at 9 o'clock. And you're always welcome at 312-644-6767. 312-644-6767. I'll try and squeeze in a few before I talk with Carmen at 6:20, and I'll read your texts throughout the show. So if you want to get in on the Score evening show tonight, 312-644-6767 is how you can do that. And I want to ask you this. I want to ask you this to start the show. The Bears are winning the offseason again. That's right. They're winning the off for the third straight season. Bears fans are feeling real good about what Ryan Poles and the gang are up to over there at Halas Hall with all the moves that they've made. And 2 years ago, it was getting that Hall for the number one pick. And then the next year, it was getting Caleb Williams. And now this year, man, this might be the offseason championship of all offseason championships for Ryan Poles and the Bears. This might be the crown jewel of offseason championships for the Chicago Bears. Like, if we're comparing it to the Bulls dynasty of the 90s, this is the 72-win team of offseason championships for Ryan Poles and the Chicago Bears, because they're doing everything that Bears fans went into the offseason wanting them to do, with starting with going and getting Ben Johnson to be the head coach, and now in free agency and through the trade market, they've done largely what Bears fans have been asking them to do, both in terms of the positions they're addressing and even when it comes to the names that Bears fans were talking about heading into the offseason and heading into free agency that they would like to see Ryan Poles pursue. So this is the offseason championships of all offseason championships for Ryan Poles and the Bears. Why is it going to be different? How is it going to be different? Like, when they actually run this thing out onto the field, not on paper, but when they actually run this thing out onto the field, how's this one going to be different? Because I don't know about you, but I fell into the hype last year. I did. And not as much as most people. I had my reservations about the head coach and the offensive coordinator and the offensive line. And those did turn out to be the three things that doomed last season. But I was pretty hyped. I was pretty optimistic about this football team. And I'm starting to get on that train again. I've been hesitant to get on that train, but I'm starting to get on that train again. And I'm wondering if I should, if there's anything different about this one. And maybe you can tell me at 312-644-6767. To gauge what's different about it, this offseason championship that Ryan Poles and the Bears are winning this year, to really gauge it, I felt like I needed to go through it move by move and tell you what moves feel familiar to me, what moves feel like moves I've seen Ryan Poles and the Bears make in the past, and maybe some moves that are different, and have me maybe convinced that there's something about this offseason championship that's actually going to produce real results on a football field. And maybe you can do the same. 312-644-6767. I'll start with the moves that feel a little bit familiar. I'll start with the moves that have me questioning if this is any different from past off seasons where we've seen Ryan Poles be active, address needs, make some moves, and then it turned into, you know, 5-win seasons. I might get his name wrong. You know, he's new to Bears fans. Dio? Alex?
It's Dio Odengbo.
Dio Odengbo. I was going to throw an extra symbol in that last name, so thank you. The Dio Odengbo move. That one I have my reservations about. I do. It's a 3-year, $48 million contract, $32 million guaranteed. His production dipped from 8 sacks in 2023 to 3 sacks in 2024, despite being made a full-time starter for the first time in his NFL career. He went from 622 snaps to 745. He also had 17 QB hits, 2 forced fumbles, and played in every game. That's good. Availability is a good ability to have. He played in every game. But this feels to me like a Ryan Poles scouting department move. And quite frankly, Ryan Poles and the scouting department have not done a lot to inspire confidence in yours truly. Just based on results, okay? That's all I got. This has less to do with Odengbo than it does to do with Ryan Poles, because you look at this guy, and a lot of people say high ceiling, great tools, but it hasn't resulted in a great NFL pass rush, or even a very good NFL pass rusher, which is what the Bears need. This feels like Poles and his scouting department going, no, we see something here in this guy, and we're going to unlock it. And they've tried that before, and it hasn't always worked. So that move feels familiar to past off seasons where the Bears have tried to upgrade and have depended on the eye of Ryan Poles and his scouting department, and didn't really work out all that well. People love this Grady Jarrett move, and I get why. I just heard Ant Heron talking about it. I get why people love the Grady Jarrett move. And if nothing else, and this is a little preview of what I'm going to say when it comes to the other guys that were signed. If nothing else, great culture guy. Not good, not a great locker room and culture guy. From everything I've heard, everything I've read, this guy survived 3 coaching staffs in Atlanta. That tells you really all you need to know. For the money he was making, for 3 coaching staffs to come through and go, yeah, he's worth it. He fits what we do. He fits the way we do things. That really tells you all you need to know. And I was reading a real good article at The Athletic today about what they're going to lose in Atlanta with Grady Jarrett in terms of his locker room influence and his leadership. So if nothing else, really good culture guy, really good locker room guy, and the Bears need that. But at the same time, it's a 3-year deal, $43.5 million. He also started all 17 games last year. Availability, very good ability to have. But he's 32 years old. In the last 2 years, he has 4 sacks, 20 knockdowns. And 2 years ago, his season was derailed by a torn ACL. 32 years old, 2 years removed from a torn ACL, and his pressure rate the last 2 seasons was 5.6%, which is 125th in the league. And this was from Bill Barnwell in his offseason grades article at ESPN.com. For my money, Bill Barnwell, one of the brighter football minds in the game. And I quote, he's turning 32 in April and didn't play dominant football after returning from the ACL tear last season. Those types of players are usually looking at one-year guarantees without any sort of long-term commitment, landing what amounts to a two-year commitment at an average salary close to the number the Falcons balked at paying is a pleasant surprise for his camp. I don't want guys' agents to be pleasantly surprised by what they got from the Bears. That feels like a bad sign that they're pleasantly surprised. But he's right. If I describe to you, just an NFL fan, not even a member of a front office, if I said this guy, he's had a great career, but he's 32, he's 2 years removed from an ACL tear and hasn't had the greatest production over the last 2 years, you wouldn't be rushing to sign that guy, and certainly not to a two-year commitment at $43.5 million. So those two signings to me, Dayo Odengbo, thank you, Alex Kuhn, for correcting my pronunciation, that, and Grady Jarrett, and they might be good. I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying I have my reservations about them, and they do feel like past off seasons where we won the off season and it didn't necessarily result in great results on the field. As I'm asking you, what's different about this offseason championship that the Bears are currently winning? 312-644-6767. But now we get into what feels different. What's a little different about this offseason championship that they're winning? And this is where I get to the Jonah Jackson move before we get to the two big moves. Now, again, Jonah Jackson, a guy who comes with some question marks. Last year, he only played in 4 games for the Rams after he had an injury that cost him training camp, and then he just got benched for poor performance. And the Bears are picking up the entirety of his contract, which runs through 2026. So it's a manageable number, $17.5 million, but still, they're absorbing the remainder of his contract, and he comes with some question marks. But, this is a Ben Johnson move. And obviously, that's different from past seasons because Ben Johnson was not here and because we didn't have any faith in our head coach to even coach a football team, much less have like serious input into who is on the field and who is on the roster. So that's, and Ben Johnson hasn't coached a game. I'll put that disclaimer on it. But being the guy that we all wanted them to hire, and for good reason, I have as much faith in Ben Johnson as I can have in a guy who's never coached a game as an NFL head coach. So there I'm relying less on Ryan Poles, which I like, and I'm depending more on this bright and young new mind that the Bears brought into the fold with Ben Johnson as the head coach. So that's what's a little different about that one. It's a Ben Johnson move and not really a Ryan Poles move. And then when we get to the two major additions to this team this offseason, and there were other moves too, they really solidified that you can go to 670score.com, read all of Chris Emma's coverage of the Chicago Bears, solidified their special teams by bringing back a couple of role players on the roster. There's some other moves, but the major moves, I've gone through them, and it really comes down to these two as to why this offseason might be different for the Chicago Bears. This offseason championship might be different for the Chicago Bears. I'll start with Joe Thuney, who obviously they get for a 4th-round pick from the Chiefs in next year's draft, in last week's trade. He's also 32. I mentioned Grady Jackson is 32. But this is a guy who's 32 and still playing at a high level. He's coming off an all-pro season. 4-time Super Bowl champion. Started 98.6% of his regular season snaps since entering the league with the Patriots. That seems to be a common theme with this class of acquisitions for the Bears. All these guys have played the vast majority, if not all, their games here for the last couple seasons, if not longer. And while I don't necessarily have the greatest trust in Ryan Poles and his staff when it comes to selecting and evaluating, acquiring offensive linemen, I do trust Andy Reid. And this was what Andy Reid had to say about Joe Thuney, who he was forced to trade to the Bears last week for a 4th-round pick.
But Clay, you know this, man. He's like my favorite, one of my favorite all-time guys that I've coached. Just, you know, that human part of it. So you're around him, and he's just a good dude. I mean, just all around a good dude and tough, dirty, dirty, tough. He's going to do Chicago, just a heck of a job. I mean, he still can play. But the thing you got to do is you got to be able to manage this cap thing, and it's a nightmare that way. You just, if you're not going to push a ton of money forward, then you got to manage the cap and try to keep consistent with this whole winning thing. And it's that's not an easy thing to manage. And sometimes you have to make these decisions, and it just kicks you right in the butt. It's they're tough ones. You know, they're just tough. Now, we're lucky to have some guys that we feel like can step in and play that position, young guys. And you've got to go ahead and you've got to take that whatever risk there is. You've got to take it and say, hey, listen, we've done some things in the draft to make sure that we're in a position where we can make this whole winning thing a possibility. And so, you know, we did that last year with Kingsley, and he'll have an opportunity. Caliendo did a nice job working into that position. So you got good compete at that left guard spot. And then it gave us that opportunity to maybe move Joe and move him into a place that he really wanted to come to. And so you at the same time of taking care of ourselves, we were able to take care of Joe that way.
I heard Spiegs laughing about that earlier. This whole winning thing, which I love the way he describes that. This whole winning thing. The guy has three Super Bowl rings and been to countless championships and Super Bowls. This whole winning thing. But you look, man, a lot of coaches are gonna sing the praises of a veteran that they have to trade in a salary cap move. And a lot of the times it's lip service, or it's at least partly lip service. You could hear it in Andy Reid's voice. That he didn't really want to let go of Joe Thuney, but to keep the whole winning thing sustainable, as he put it, with this whole salary cap thing that they got to deal with, it was a move that they had to make, and that inspires confidence in me. I was saying before the way that they got Grady Jarrett and how quickly they snatched him up off the market as a 32-year-old guy 2 years removed from an ACL who hasn't had the most productive last couple of years, that doesn't inspire a lot of confidence in me. The fact that you got Joe Thuney from Andy Reid and you know, through his, you know, from his cold dead hands almost, and from in salary cap speak, that makes me feel good about that move, and that feels different than past off seasons have felt. And then the most recent major acquisition, of course, Drew Dahlman, 3-year, $42 million contract, the center from the Falcons, and far and away considered, again, this is one of those names that Bears fans were talking about going into the offseason that the Bears delivered on. And it's an obvious upgrade. And while, again, I don't trust Ryan Poles and his evaluation of offensive linemen due to the first 3 years of his track record doing that, this is a guy who comes with the credential, started all 17 games in 22, 14 in 23 this past season, sidelined with the ankle injury, Pro Bowler, again, the top center on the market. And if I'm not going to take Ryan Poles' word for it, I will take Olin Kreutz's word for it on Spiegel and Holmes.
Nothing better than a guy like Thuney next to you. Once you learn what he wants, once you learn the calls, once you learn how he sets, you know where he's going to be every time, right? And then Jonah Jackson there, there in Detroit playing between two good football players in Decker and Ragnow. He would get a lot of movement in the run game, big, strong, physical guard. So I like where they're going with their offensive line. By that, I mean, guys, I like to say the offensive line is like a basketball team. You got to get yourself a point guard, a power forward, a small forward. You got to get guys who challenge guys on every position, somebody on a second level, somebody who can dominate on the line of scrimmage, somebody who doesn't matter what position they are. They just have to be different type of players, and then they all got to come together, and that's Roshar, and that's Ben Johnson's job to bring all these guys together, let him work at a high level. But now you have guys, when you had assets in that room, you have guys who you know can compete at the highest level in the NFL.
That's a guy whose word I trust when it comes to offensive line play. And Olin Kreutz is not somebody who's just going to tell you what you want to hear. He's going to tell you exactly what he thinks and where it's coming from. And he's not a guy who's just going to get excited about moves just because they're making moves. So when I hear from Andy Reid about Joe Tooney and how good a player and how good a locker room guy he is for a football team, when I hear from an Olin Kreutz, when the Jonah Jackson move is brought to you by Ben Johnson and not from the mind of Ryan Poles and his staff, as much concern as I have about Odengbo and Jarrett, and as much as those feel like parts of past offseason championships, those three moves right there feel different. I'm gonna try not to get carried away in terms of how improved this Bears team is and what results it'll give on the field, but there's a slight difference to this. How about you? Is this offseason championship different? If so, how? 312-644-6767. Try to squeeze a couple in before I talk with Carmen Vitale of Fox Sports in a few minutes. Let's go to Aurora and Josh. You're on the Score. What's up, Josh?
Hey, man. I just want to say great show.
Thank you.
You know, I think the biggest thing, the Bears, like you said, is signing, Joe. I don't think it's a dead giveaway that, the right guard is going to start. The sixth round they traded. Jonah Jackson, I don't think he's going to start at the right guard. I think that, you know, they're going to let him sit for a year, and then he's going to try to take over for Stanley once he kind of retires, my guess, in a year or two. But I think that the biggest thing also was, you know, you could tell the difference when watching Caleb Williams, that he has a feel for the game, you know, just kind of compared to Justin Fields and Trubisky, just kind of what we're used to. I think that's the biggest thing, that we actually have a quarterback and we're doing the right things to kind of protect him. Getting some competition in the O-line and the D-line, I think, is the biggest thing that we needed to do this offseason. So I think when it comes to number 10, I don't even think they draft anybody. I think they end up trading away that pick, and they end up drafting, hopefully, more D-line and more O-line, because we need as much help as we can get to protect Caleb Williams so we can get this Super Bowl, you know, going here in Chicago. That's what I'm talking about.
Josh, I appreciate the call, man. We're going to talk about just maybe what they might do in the draft, how the activity this offseason so far has changed it. We'll get into that a little bit later on in the show, so stay tuned. When it comes to the idea that they're trying to protect their quarterback is different this season than it has been in previous seasons, they might be trying a little harder in terms of the amount of money that they spent, the caliber of player that they went and got. But, man, Ryan Poles has tried. He's just been wrong. He's just been bad at it when it comes to assessing and acquiring offensive linemen. He's just been bad at it. Now, they haven't maybe put in the resources that all of us would like to see them put in, but draft picks, free agents were brought in, and they just weren't good. And so the fact that, again, I'm not relying on the word of Ryan Poles when it comes to some of these offensive linemen that they've brought in. When it's seemingly a Ben Johnson move to go and get Jonah Jackson, when an Andy Reid doesn't want to let go of a Joe Tooney, when Olin Kreutz is as sold as he is on Drew Dahlman and the rest of this offensive lineman, what the Bears have put together and done this offseason, that feels good to me. That I'm not counting on the judgment of Ryan Poles necessarily in terms of forming my opinion on these moves and the way that this offseason's going. We'll see what Carmen Vitale of Fox Sports thinks about this offseason. If this championship offseason is any different than those of the past, she will join me next. Rami Makhlouf right here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Looking for a job is lonely. endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Still an extremely solid pro, still one of the best guards in the league, no question about that. Will there be some signs of decline over the next couple of years? Yeah, he's 32 years old, we understand that. But can still play at a much higher level than Chicago had last year or the year before. And I also think with that, Marshall is a veteran voice in the room, and that matters. It matters when you have a young tackle on the right side who can learn from him. It matters when you're talking with your quarterback. It matters with when the O-line is meeting with their position coach. Having a veteran voice changes things, and it makes things better.
There's Matt Bowen talking to Bernstein, Harris, and Rahimi right here on 670 The Score. Use the Rewind feature on your Odyssey app, and you can go check that out or anything that you've heard or missed right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Coming up about 6:45, some Cubs talk and some kind of surprising news as they get ready to head to Japan. But joining me now on the Score Hotline, presented by Circus Sports Illinois, download the Circus Sports app today to talk some Bears, is NFL reporter for Fox Sports, host at Fox Sports Radio, and you catch her on Marquee. Always a pleasure to welcome in Carmen Vitale. Carmen, how are you this evening?
Well, I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. I was talking before I brought you on that it feels like for the third straight offseason, the Bears are winning the offseason championship and maybe winning it harder than they've ever won it before with Ben Johnson and some of the trades and free agent moves. I was asking listeners, Carmen, I want to ask you, is this offseason championship different in terms of actually giving us the results we want on the field, and how is it different?
I mean, at this point, you know me very well, and at this point of the season, usually, or the off season, I should say, I'm usually the one trying to temper expectations. Like, if you recall last year, I'm like, all right, even if they get Caleb Williams, or if it's Jaden Daniels, whoever it's going to be, he's still going to be a rookie. You're still going to need to get him into a new system under Shane Waldron. Like, it's going to take time, right? I'm trying to temper expectations constantly, I feel like, in Chicago. And I feel like this time around, I don't have a leg to stand on. The Bears have gone out and done everything I've wanted them to do for years, back years. I mean, I've wanted them to get a veteran center in there for years, and especially when, you know, they knew that they were going to be taking a quarterback with that first overall pick last year. I'm like, get a guy in front of him that can take some work off his plate, that can identify things at the line for him, make some of those pre-snap decisions, and just overall make things easier on a young player. And they didn't really do that. They kind of half, you know what, did. I don't know if I'm allowed to say the ASS word, but on radio. You think I would. I'm on every Saturday, and I'm constantly looking at my producers like, can I say this?
You are. Go ahead. You can say it. Say it,
Carmen. Well, they half-assed it last year. Yeah. They half-assed it last year. They got a guy that played center before, but was he a true entrenched starting center that you could really trust? I don't know about that, and it didn't work out that way because there was injuries anyway. So now you get a guy like Drew Dolman, who has started at center for quite multiple seasons. I know he had his injury last year. He missed 8 games. That's a concern for sure. But this guy went to Stanford, and he's extraordinarily smart. He's athletic. He's tough as hell. I really love this pick with him in the center to anchor that line and to, again, help Caleb Williams out. On either side of him now, you've also added 2 Pro Bowl guards and 1 All-Pro who's won 4 Super Bowl championships. Yeah. This is the guy in Joe Tooney that is a tone setter, and that's the guy you need to – I mean, I heard Matt Bowen talking about it. You need a guy like that to come in and say, hey, listen, this is how it's done. This is how we're going to do it. And if he's walking that walk, who are you to not? Because he's the one with the championships. And if he's doing it, you should too. So all of those things. And then on top of that, they add to the defensive line all across it. I love adding an interior guy and an exterior and an edge guy in both Dio Odengbo, and then on the inside, I love the pickup of Grady Jarrett, because again, not only, I know he's a little bit older, not only is though he a really high level player, he's a high level person, and he is going to come into that locker room and again be a leader, be a tone setter, show guys, like I know Grady Jarrett doesn't necessarily have a whole lot to show for it, at least in comparison to Joe Tooney, because pretty much nobody does, but building through the trenches is all I've wanted the Bears to do for so, so long, and they're finally doing it.
Yeah, and I was talking with Carmen Vitale of Fox Sports and Mark Gee here on the Score Evening Show. I was talking the last segment about some of these moves, and Carmen, look, I don't think I have to convince you of this. Ryan Poles and his evaluation of offensive linemen has not inspired a lot of confidence in me here in his first 3 years on the job. The Jonah Jackson move, that feels like he's leaning on Ben Johnson's sort of knowledge of that player and what he wants to do with his offense. And then the Dahlman and the Tooney signings, I think those guys, their quality of play, their place in the league, I think that supersedes any doubts that you have about Ryan Poles and his ability to evaluate offensive linemen.
Yeah, I think a lot of what tripped Ryan Poles up to earlier on was, all right, the Bears were trying to rebuild. They weren't necessarily, I mean, this is the quiet part that you'll never hear an executive say out loud, but like, were they really ready to contend? And so I think he was trying to just kind of get some of those steals, uncover those diamonds in the rough in like the later rounds of the draft and this, that, and the other, because if you can hit, I mean, and to be fair, Braxton Jones is still their starting left tackle. And if you really get a starting left tackle out of the 5th round, that is an incredible feather in your cap as a GM. So I think that was kind of the motivation behind a lot of things, where it was like, all right, we're in a rebuilding year. We don't really have a business paying big money for these offensive linemen. Let's try and get steals where we can. Now we've realized that that's not the way to go about it. And now the Bears are closer, though, because A, you've now got Ben Johnson in there, who you hope is going to bring what it takes to win in this division in particular to the Bears. He's still unproven as a head coach. I understand that. But, hey, he's run a hell of an offense for a long time at this point. And you now have a bunch of really – you do have a bunch of good skill players, so that if you insert all of these guys in the middle and you kind of solidify that spine of this roster – then everybody should benefit. And now you all of a sudden look like you have a pretty complete team.
And I remember talking to you last year as it was closer to the end of the off season. And we were talking about all the moves that the Bears made last year, including going and getting Caleb Williams in the draft and Keenan Allen and Roma Dunze and everything that DeAndre Swift and most people were saying they were the most improved team in the division. I think most people would say that. Carmen, you know this division inside and out. To this point, are they the team that's made the most ground in this division on paper? Obviously, we need to see it on the field. But on paper, are they the team that's made the most ground in the NFC North?
Well, yeah, but they also had the longest way to go. So
right.
I know as much as we wanted to think that this was a good roster last year, and again, on paper it was, there were still all these question marks in the middle, in the trenches and all of that. And that's where I look to first. And so it's really refreshing to now have Ben Johnson in there, who clearly places a lot of stock in the offensive line, saying like, I can't get anything accomplished offensively if I don't have the line solidified. And we talked to him at the combine in Indy, and he said, he was asked like, is it possible to overhaul the interior of an offensive line in one offseason. And he's like, yeah, it's possible. You know, there's precedent, whatever. Turns out that was a promise. And now that they've done all of that, I really do think that they are actually the complete team people wanted to think they were last year, but the reality of it was they weren't. And so they had a really long way to go, and they've made up a ton in free agency, and they still have most of their draft capital left, at least all of the consequential picks. I do really love what Minnesota did. I think all four of the NFC North teams got better this free agency period, as young as it is, and it's not even official yet. But man, what Minnesota has done in the trenches, the only thing is they've got a big question mark under center as well with J.J. McCarthy, because he's the only quarterback on their roster now. But if it works out with him, he's got protection up front on that interior with the additions that they made at center and guard. And then, God, getting two major defensive linemen in front for Brian Flores' defense, that's scary to me. And the Vikings are not taking a step back, even if J.J. McCarthy takes a little bit to get going. So, I don't know. I think all four teams got better already. And the Bears definitely did the most work, though. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, what the Vikings did with that defensive front and having Brian Flores as defensive coordinator makes me feel that much better about the Bears finally really addressing the offensive line.
So we're going to need it.
Yeah, really. So where do you still see holes on this roster that you'd like to see Ryan Poles and his staff address, whether it's with what's left in free agency and their cap money or in the draft? Where do you see opportunities to upgrade on this Bears roster?
Yeah, my biggest question mark now, I think, with the Bears in general is, are they comfortable riding with this offensive line? While it looks good on paper, it's still unproven. These guys have not played all together before. Are they comfortable enough with that to then go upgrade a position like running back? And it's not to say that I don't think that Ben Johnson can get the most out of DeAndre Swift. I think the biggest issue with DeAndre Swift in Detroit and why he ended up leaving and why they ended up letting him go is because of availability issues. So if I don't think it's like an issue of Ben Johnson not liking him or not thinking he can fit within his offense. I just think he wasn't available when he was in Detroit because he was injured. I do think that he needs more, though, Ben Johnson, in the offensive backfield, because if you look at what he did in Detroit, understanding that it's not going to be the same thing in Chicago, but so much of what Ben Johnson wants to do offensively goes through the run game, goes through the ground. And you don't get these big-time offensive linemen to just pass block. You get them to run block, too. And you look at what they did in Detroit, getting Jahmyr Gibbs at number 12 overall, and then going and getting David Montgomery, too. I mean, that seemed like an embarrassment of riches in the backfield, and a lot of people questioned Brad Holmes as to what he was doing, investing that much in the running back position, but you saw it work, and how versatile both of those guys were and how much they complemented each other. So I do think that there's room to add to the running back room for Chicago. Now, whether they invest the 10th overall pick this year, really, the question to me is, do they trust this offensive line right now without seeing it first, before they make an investment like that? That's what I don't know, but I could absolutely see them upgrading the running back position. And then just depth. I think there's a lot of depth that's still needed between defensive line rotation, and then you heard Ben Johnson talk about needing 6, 7, 8 offensive linemen that he trusts. I think that that's where kind of they go in the draft.
Last one for you, Carmen Vitale of Fox Sports, Fox Sports Radio, my guest here on the Score Evening Show. They went and they got all the weapons for their number one pick last year in Caleb Williams. This year they go and they get the coach that we all wanted to coach him, that he wanted to coach him. They've addressed the offensive line, as we've talked about. If this doesn't go right, Carmen, how long before people start having real questions about Caleb Williams and if maybe he's the issue in the middle of all this? And I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying I know the way fans and the media react. How long does he get with him being in what seems to be a pretty nice spot with everything the Bears have done to sort of put him in a good position? How long does he get before sort of the kid gloves come off in the treatment of Caleb Williams in Chicago?
Listen, Bears fans justifiably are not patient when it comes to the quarterback position. And that I get it. It hasn't worked for so many years, and there's been all of these promises and all of these like overlapping timelines that just haven't worked. I get all of that. But when you talk to Ryan Poles, when you talk to Ben Johnson about Caleb Williams, the first thing they tell us is, we're going to take him down to the studs. we're going to start back from basics. We're going to start trying to build a foundation with this guy. And so at the end of the day, that means to me that we have to start over our expectations of Caleb Williams, and we have to start that leash over a little bit. Now, you've wasted a year of his contract, so you can't totally do that. But I want to remind people, this is now I'm coming back to the tempering expectations part of my entire personality. But if you look at how it went in Detroit the first year under Dan Campbell, now granted, Ben Johnson was not the offensive coordinator that first year. He was the tight ends coach, but still, you look at overhauling the culture and all of that kind of stuff. We see the product now. We see how you know, relatively quickly that was all turned over. But that first year, the Lions went 3-13-1. It did not look good. And for all of the flack that the Lions took and that Dan Campbell took for his biting kneecap speech, we did not see the fruits of that labor until over a year later. So that was a year of the Lions getting ridiculed, of fans getting angry, of all of that kind of stuff. Like, oh my God, this didn't work again. You need to give these guys time. If you're really taking Caleb Williams down to the studs, you need to treat him like he's a rookie when it comes to your expectations. And he's going to be playing with all new guys in front of him. He's going to be playing under a completely new system. So I hope that if this year, if they get to like 500 or whatever, that's honestly, that's good enough for me. I don't know if that's going to be good enough for Chicago, but you need to give him a 2-year leash. And at the very least, before you start kind of doomsdaying, saying he's not it, he's the problem, this, that, the other, it's going to take some time.
That is Carmen Vitale, always a reasonable voice here when she's able to join me on the Score Evening Show. Catch her on Fox Sports Saturdays on Fox Sports Radio, as well as here and there on the Marquee Sports Network. And Carmen, always appreciate the time and the insight when you're able to join us. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Anytime.
And Carmen joins me on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Get back into some Bears and back into some of your calls on the Bears coming up at 7 o'clock. But the Cubs are heading to Japan, and one young man is very happy to be on that plane. They're in the sky right now, and one young man is very, very happy to be on that plane. We'll tell you who that is and get your reaction right after this. Rami Makhlouf, Score Evening Show on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Yeah, I mean, I think Matt Shaw is going to Japan. That's probably the news, the big news.
He always very excited. Greg Council bringing the news that Matt Shaw is indeed headed to Japan. As I said before the break, they're on a plane right now. They are in the air right now, headed to Japan for the opener a week from now against the Los Angeles Dodgers in Tokyo. And I was really happy to hear that news that he was going 4-for-14, 3 RBIs in the Cactus League today, including I saw 2-for-2 with a run and an RBI yesterday. Look, man, if they're not going to make the moves we talked that I wanted to see them make this offseason, I need to see the future right now. I need to see this start paying off. Jed Hoyer, the Cubs president of baseball operations, he talked about Matt Shaw and how he earned that flight to Japan.
He earned it, you know, certainly by the way he's performed in the minors. But, I don't think we do have a good track record with those kind of hitters. I think that when you draft a guy like that, you don't know exactly the path. But certainly you're hoping that sort of what you expect in the draft is he's lived up to. I think he's even exceeded that. It's definitely quicker than we probably anticipated. But like I said, he's a really hard worker. Now he's got great makeup, and I think his hard work has gone into him earning that.
Yeah, that goes kind of into what I was just saying, that when you have a guy who is drafted as highly as Matt Shaw was and who came with the expectations that a Matt Shaw did and moved his way up through the minors the way that he did, like I said, if they're not going to make the Bregman type of move or the Soto type of move in the offseason, I need to see this plan for the future start to pay off. I mentioned a second ago, Craig Counsell, the very excitable type. I've heard Matt Shaw also has a low heartbeat, as they put it. Jed Hoyer, how did Matt Shaw react to the news that he'll be heading to Japan for the season opener?
He's kind of pretty slow heartbeat, and that's going to be tested, you know. But even when we told him he was on the team, and his reaction was you know, super appropriate for the moment. Like, he wasn't, you know, overwhelmed by the moment. I think the nice thing with him is I think he feels like, you know, okay, I'll savor this moment, and then I'll move on to the next thing, in a way, where I think that's how he's wired. And he's not the biggest guy. I think he's been proving people wrong a little bit his whole life, and I think he enjoys that. And so, I think he's, like I said, both these guys are going to be challenged, and I think they're both up for the challenge, you know, both mentally and physically.
I think he was talking about Alcantara, the other guy who they considered bringing on that flight, the other rookie they considered bringing on that flight to Japan. Now, we don't know who is on that flight. They don't have to announce it until the 17th. All we know is that Matt Shaw is one of the 31 players. They get 26 rostered and then a pool of 5 extra players just in case there's an injury or something else goes wrong, because they can't just shuttle somebody up from AAA Iowa when they're all the way over in Tokyo. So they have that contingency of the 5 extra players. We don't know the entirety of the 31 players on that team, but Jed Hoyer says this is a deeper team than what we've seen in the past.
You know, we're deeper. I think there's no question. I think, like I said, I knew we were going to have to make some hard decisions, and we're going to probably keep having to make hard decisions as we go. But I feel like, you know, we have a lot of young talent in AAA. So I do think that, you know, when we have the inevitable injuries or inevitable poor performance, I do think that, like, we have some guys that aren't on this trip that are going to play a big role. And I think that's a big part of the messaging when you bring these guys in and they're disappointed they're not going, or disappointed they're not on the team or getting optioned. It's like, we all know, you know, there's players that got sent out early that are going to have a major impact on this team. We see it every single year. And so just continuing to do what they need to do to focus and not be disappointed, because every single year, I mean, I think the two obvious examples to me would be, like, you know, Contreras. We didn't think he was, you know, close to ready, you know, at the beginning of 2016, and he played a huge role in that team. And then, you know, look at Morel. You know, Morel, you know, by mid-May, I think it was at 22, he was up and never went back, really. So, I mean, I think, except for the beginning of 23. But, I mean, really, for the most part, you know, every year there's going to be players that have a huge impact that get sent out of camp, or even some guys that don't even go to Major League camp. So it's going to take a lot more than 31 guys to have a successful season.
Yeah, and I think that's even more the case this year when you're talking about the quote-unquote opening day roster, because the roster that's going to Japan could look quite a bit different. At least a few names and faces could be quite different when it comes to the when they come back stateside and open the season here in the United States. So I'm glad that he's giving that message to those guys. And man, I did not. Spieg said it. I was driving into the studio, and Spieg said 1 week from today, the Cubs and the Dodgers. That really, really snuck up on me. I don't know about y'all, but that really, really snuck up on me that we got real baseball coming up 1 week from today and right here on your home for Cubs baseball, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. More Cubs with Andy Martinez of Marquee.com. He'll be joining me at 725, but shift gears back to the Bears, and you're looking at the draft a little bit different? We'll discuss that right after this. Rami Makhlouf with you on The Score Evening Show right here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.